Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When I first started working on this legislation, a mountain legislator working on flooding in the east, I actually never expected that we'd end up having a western component to it. Unfortunately, we did. As many of you know, we're in severe drought in western North Carolina, and we've had a series of fires both in North Carolina and in adjoining areas. And we've had thousands, literally thousands of firefighters come from across the nation. I believe it's 40 different states. Some of those firefighters in this state were moving from a flood and then moving to the west to fight fires. And the most amazing part of it actually is that at least in North Carolina, if not in Gatlinburg, we had, despite the acreage lost into the fires, we had no buildings caught on fire in the whole process, and that's just amazing to me. But several of you have been out to see what happened, and it's just amazing the people that have come together. But that all comes with a cost, and so the cost of all these firefighters coming to our aid is in large part being paid for in this bill. It's specifically in the monies that are going through the Forest Service in Section 10. There's about $38,000 going through the Department of Agriculture. Some of that goes to the east with respect to crop issues, but the largest block of that, about $25 million, is going to pay for the fire relief in the west. So, Mr. Chairman, I'm glad to be a sponsor of this bill. I think it's a good one, and it does largely take care of the expenses that we currently know of related to the fires in the west. Thank you.